and welcome to Queen City Skin Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Elizabeth Roston. As a board-certified dermatologist, I am a skin, nail, and hair specialist, and I have developed an expertise in cosmetic dermatology and aesthetic procedures. This is your place to learn about skincare, skin conditions, and the latest cosmetic techniques and services. Empower yourself with skincare and anti-aging knowledge for healthier, more beautiful skin and appearance. However, the information in this podcast is not for medical advice. It is for informational purposes only. You should always consult with your doctor for your best care. Hi, and welcome to the Queen City Skin Podcast. Today, I thought we'd talk about how you make your skin off your face getting party ready and holiday ready. For me, it's a big priority because I think it's lovely when your face looks great, but when your chest, neck, arms, and hands don't look great or they don't look healthy, it kind of belies what you're doing to your face. So this is a big topic for me, and I thought we'd just chat about skin health and rejuvenation of off-face areas like the neck, chest, arms, and legs, although some of these things we also do on the abdomen too. We can touch on that. So first of all, if we're going to talk about this, we have to kind of talk about skin health. And number one is sun protection. So anyone that's come to see me knows I recommend vigorous sun protection year-round, and especially sun protective clothing. It just works so much better than the sunscreens that you put on, and particularly given that the sunscreen decreases efficacy as the hours click on, it's washed off, and you're out there a long time, it's hard to reapply. So if you want great looking skin off your face, including chest, arms, and legs, protect it with sun protective clothing. So shirts, they cover all this up real easily. Just put one on, zip it up, and if you get one with a little bit of a stand-up collar, you can even cover up a bit of your neck. I wear these all the time. They provide an SPF of 50 that does not wash off or become inactive. It's exceedingly better protection than the applied sunscreens, as we discussed. This has actually been studied. It's really just no question. Pants and tights can protect your legs. Sun protective clothing is made with fabric designed to keep your skin cooler, and there are shirts with mesh on the inside of the sleeves, so you get some ventilation. And the external fabric of this shirt is actually made to keep your skin cooler. Lightweight fabric is used in the pants, and yes, I wear these too. I wear them because I really want to protect my skin from the ravages of the sun, like sunspots, wrinkles, texture changes, loose skin. Yeah, I said loose skin because sun exposure accelerates the loss of elasticity in your skin. And I really don't want to get skin cancer, but I'll be honest with you, I just don't like how wrinkly, crepey, loose skin looks off the face. And I want the skin on my body to continue to look healthy and youthful for a long period of time. And so yes, I do all these things. There's really no missing me. If you see me on a walk, first of all, I have four dogs, so that's kind of a dead giveaway. But I'm also the one wearing pants and a long sleeve shirt. Same thing golfing. So what else do I do? So I think you can't ignore good basic skincare, right? So if you get dry skin or ashy skin, it kind of looks bad. So you want to use gentle and minimal soap in the shower and moisturize while your skin's still damp. One of the things that I do is I moisturize with a greasy, thick moisturizer when I'm in the shower while my skin is still wet. So that way I'm sealing in the moisture from the shower. The one that I use is called Resta, R-E-S-T-A, R-E-S-T-A. This is actually the only skincare product I buy on Amazon, I'll admit. It's a legitimate product though. It was first owned by Elta. We have lots of favorite skincare products from Elta, including sun protection products. This is exactly that Elta Intense Moisturizer, the one that we recommend for healing. It's a little greasier, But if you've used it, you'll know it kind of feels like Vaseline, but it's not sticky. So we love it on the face. It comes in a small tube, and you can use that on your body. The Resta is the exact same thing, but it's in a big tub. And we used to carry this here at Charlotte Skin Laser until Elta sold the brand. They sold this item, so it was Resta in a red tube and big, thick tub. And back when we carried it in the office, I'm telling you, people would come in and they would walk out with like four big tubs of this moisturizer. It was a sight to behold. So I still recommend it. It's a great, great thing to put on your skin while you're damp. You will be a little greasy, but it is not Vaseline grease. If I'm not getting out of the shower, one of the things I'll do is I'll take the Avin Healing Spring Water, spray my legs with this so that it gets kind of damp and rub that around, and then I apply a thick moisturizing cream on top of that, like CeraVe or the Avène moisturizer is very good, just to seal in the hydration. So when you moisturize damp skin, you're getting better moisturizer in the skin. And now let's move on to some of the fun stuff y'all are waiting for, the anti-aging care. So I'm kind of focusing on what I use, because that's a lot of times what people want to know about. And frankly, I'm getting old enough that I need to use all these things. So I take my vitamin C antioxidant that I use on my face, and I take it down on my neck and on my hands. I don't really use it so much on my arms or my chest, and I'll tell you why. That's almost always covered up. So because I wear shirts, it's really not exposed, and they're expensive antioxidants. I use a very mild retinol on my neck, chest, hands, and the tops of my arms, maybe twice a week, probably not more than that. And if you're going to use a retinol off the face, you can't use it as frequently because it is more irritating off the face. And then lastly, I harness the power of modern skincare by using peptide creams. And the two peptide creams that I most frequently use on my skin to help with collagen and elastin and the health of my skin is number one, elastin cream. This is a tri-peptide blend, and this blend will help stimulate collagen and elastin and extracellular matrix, as well as restructuring and removal of the old dead collagen and bad matrix. Okay. So when I talk about peptides, it's really regenerative medicine. Peptide means I'm using a product in a cream, a peptide, and a peptide is a signaling agent. So it's absorbed in the skin, and it signals to your skin structures to do something. And in this instance, it's stimulating renewal of collagen, elastic material, and extracellular matrix material. The other peptide cream I commonly use on my arms a couple times a week is Definage. And the peptide in Definage is a defensin. And defensins act on a protein, on a cell in the hair bulb that signals the basal layer of your skin to make new skin cells, upper layer skin cells. So it's a whole renewal of your upper layer of skin. You can use it on the face, but they do have a, I think they call it face and body cream. So I put this on my hands, tops of my arms, and my chest area, the décolleté, and harnesses the power of defensins. I also use a product by Replenix that is for flappy skin and arms. I don't use it all the time. I use it for a special event. So it's this body tightening product that I use there, but I just use it when I know I'm going to wear a sleeveless dress because it really helps tighten the bat wings, frankly, and it really works. But that's a peptide also. So what procedures can you do to rejuvenate skin off the face? Well, almost everything that we do on the face, you can also do off the face. However, the level and the intensity of the settings must be less. It just your skin off the face does not heal as well as the face. So you're going to need more treatments because they're going to be at a less intense level. but we can target brown spots, we can target skin texture and wrinkles, as well as initiate some skin tightening. Most commonly used combinations are laser and light treatments for like brown spots, followed by a non-ablative fractional or an ablative fractional treatment. Okay, the fractional treatments help us lift off the brown spots, but they also do a great job at stimulating collagen renewal, so fine lines, wrinkles. And another thing we've learned about this is enough to talk about in another podcast, but when you come in, I'll tell you, when we're doing these laser treatments, we're making your skin healthier. There is less skin cancer and less precancer in skin that's been treated with these lasers. And that's through the renewal process. It's not magic, it's through a renewal process. So we are making your skin healthier. Another treatment that involves zero downtime, but really takes more treatments for best results, is a low-fluence Q-switch laser, and that's that laser toning. And we've talked about this as terms of getting ready for an event. You can't have downtime, you can do it on your face, but it's great off the face. On the neck, and also a little bit on the chest, is where we really focus on some crepey skin tightening. And the way that we do that typically is with radio frequency microneedling. And in my practice, we use Infinity Genius, and we also have Viva, which technically isn't microneedling, but these little pins that deliver the radio frequency energy. These are, both of them are great delivery systems. With Infinity Genius, we get instant feedback from the needles, really a superior system there. And I think in another podcast, we'll talk about what we do to tighten skin when it's heavy. You know, jowls, a submentum, a turkey neck. When I talk about improving the skin with Infinity Genius and Viva, we're really talking about skin. If you've got a bulky neck and some fat, we may do some other things, but that's too much to talk about in this podcast. It's a fascinating topic, but we'll get to the turkey neck. Maybe even before Thanksgiving, that would be a fun one, right? Turkey neck? But let me move on to kind of a new favorite topic, because this is for off-face, is biostimulatory fillers. Again, regenerative medicine, using our cosmetic treatments to stimulate your skin to renew collagen and elastin. These are facial treatments that can all be done off the face. So when I say biostimulatory filler, I'm sometimes referring to hyaluronic acid filler, but mostly we're referring to Sculptra or Radies. Okay, Sculptra or Radies. And off the face, these products are thinned to a thickness that's appropriate for the area that we're treating. So on the chest, it's going to be thinner than on your face. And a thin neck, it's going to be really thin. During the injection, we move the cannula around to break up any adhesions from the deep lines or wrinkles. You know, those deep lines that kind of are always there, they're worse when you wake up if you sleep on your side. Those lines become more etched in with time, and I'll kind of use my cannula to break that up. But while I'm doing this, I'm depositing little droplets of the biostimulatory filler. When I'm done, the area can look a little bit better immediately, both due to light reflecting and hydrating properties of having that filler in there, and the mechanical benefit of the cannula releasing. But really, the improvement occurs over 3 to 6 months with collagen and matrix renewal. These fillers wake up your skin cells, called fibroblasts, and the fibroblasts start making new collagen. There's also evidence that new fibroblasts, you count more fibroblasts in the skin after these treatments, and it's probably because when you look at a fibroblast that's not active, it's kind of flat, and it looks like nothing. And it's just laying there, like a mat on the floor, really, just flat. A noodle, right? Like, I don't know, what are the little flat Italian noodles? But when they are stimulated by mechanical stress or something to hold on to, like these little particles, they reach out, little pod-like arms, and they start looking like a starfish with a plump center. Okay, so we've gone from flat noodle-like, to plump. Or maybe ravioli with arms. We've gone from spaghetti to ravioli with arms, and they're active, okay? And they start making collagen. So lately, whenever I say filler, everyone's like, oh my God, I don't want filler, I don't want to look full. You know, it filler done right, number one, you don't look full, you don't look fluffy. These are biostimulatory fillers. They stimulate your skin to renew and make collagen. Now, we will ask you to pair these treatments with those peptide creams I talked about earlier to help your skin respond. And if I'm getting really technical, sometimes we mix our filler because we thin it. We can even thin it with your own platelet-rich plasma from your blood to further stimulate it. And this is really cutting edge. We'll be doing something different in 10 years, but it's going to be the same thing, just better. Maybe with exosomes, and maybe we know how to do it better and how to better stimulate your skin. But we've keyed in on how to renew your skin at a cellular level. Clearly, I'm a believer in this. I'm excited about it, and we're seeing good results. So typically, I'll recommend 2 to 3 treatments, but an individual plan will be discussed with you for each area. I mean, really, if you've got a lot of damage, it's going to take well more than the average. So 2 to 3 is the average, but if you're really damaged, you just can't expect to get the same results as someone who's not. We can also use those same laser light and energy treatments, pair it with the biostimulatory fillers, and that's really fun too, because then we're renewing the skin from the surface as well as below and getting rid of sunspots and also making your skin healthier in terms of less precancers and skin cancers. Really fun stuff, folks, because we've been doing this for years to help people look better. And the fascinating thing is we know for a fact, scientifically proven, we're making your skin healthier. But anyway, back to the party, because that's what we're here for. Looking better in your cocktail dress and your sleeveless dress, you're really going to look better when the skin on your chest and neck, possibly even your arms and hands, looks better. Now, off face also includes knees, crepey knees, right? We can help wrinkles in the knees with biostimulatory filler, maybe complement that with some threads as well. We can have another talk on threads. All this can be used together. Abdomens, okay? So you've had some babies and you've lost all the weight, and now there's some loose skin, crepey skin, particularly on the top of the belly button. It kind of hoods over. Biostimulatory fillers, with or without threads, with or without some energy treatments. A lot of times we kind of do it all together. The sequence is Sculptra or biostimulatory filler, Radiesse or Sculptra. Then we might put in some threads without barbs. Then we may have you come back. We may do some more filler and maybe an energy treatment. It just works great. It has to be done over kind of a limited area, and that keeps the budget reasonable. If it's a large area, you need to have a larger budget. So that's a little bit of off the face biostimulatory fillers. It can be a whole subject itself, and we can have more podcasts on that. It's fun. But I just, this time of year, when people are coming in from the sun, from the summer, we're seeing a lot of consultations for improving chest and arms and hands and neck as well as face. And these are some ideas of what you can do. You can even just visit the skin store and pick up some retinol, elastin, and definage to get yourself ready. But I appreciate your attention today. I hope it was helpful. And it's clearly a subject I'm excited about. I hope I shared some of my enthusiasm with you. We can certainly expand on it in other podcasts. Have a great day.